This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Sharitz and Shaoning. We are running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, because we're asking you, has the PKR infighting affected your confidence in the government? Do head on over to the Twitter and tell us why, because we're taking a look at the results throughout the morning. Now, the reason why we're asking you this is because this weekend, PKR leaders are scheduled to attend a retreat in Port Dickson, ostensibly to build party unity.
Yeah, speaking of that, from outside this perspective, I think it's sorely lacking based on all the development that we've seen over the past week. And PKR Party President Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim and Deputy President Dato' Sri Azmin Ali, they have been publicly going at each other and clashed over their response over the sex video scandal.
Yeah, Anwar has called on Azmin to resign if the allegations turn out to be true. Azmin, in turn, has hit back at Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim, saying that the PKR president should look at the man in the mirror. Now that the police have come out to say that the identity of one of the men in the video cannot be linked to Azmin, Anwar has downplayed the war of words between him and Azmin, saying that he may have been misunderstood.
Indeed, perhaps he was. Now, in fact, yesterday, 14 MPs and 8 state representatives from PKR signed a joint statement urging Anwar to refrain from making statements which could create a rift in the party. So I guess the question then remains, can PKR heal these divisions or is the party at risk of imploding? Joining us on the line to weigh in on this is O.E. Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute for International Affairs. Thank you for joining us, E. Sun. Now, PKR have always attempted to show some semblance of unity, even while rumours of factionalism bubbled under the surface. So why do you think the leaders have diverted from that playbook and laid bare their animosities?
Well, I think there are, of course, factors which are external to PKR, namely whether the PKR leader, namely Dato' Sri Anwar, would indeed succeed to become the next Prime Minister of Malaysia. There are, of course, various different opinions, to put it mildly, on that. And therefore, that affected the party unity of PKR.
And how would they go about mending ties, especially after this obvious show of division?
Well, I think now that somehow Azmin is not directly linked to the video, as you mentioned, then, the original sort of, shall we say, excuses or reasons, which are the immediate reasons which cause this rift, is at least for the moment shelf, and therefore, this succession battle is sort of, shelf as well, until such time, well, let's say half a year or a year from now, where the succession issue is once again popping up again. Yeah.
And what impact could this PKR infighting actually have on the broader Pakatan Harapan coalition?
Well, the PKR infighting is sort of a microcosm of what's going on within Pakatan Harapan as a whole, namely that, as I said, shall we say, different opinions as to who should succeed Dr. Mahathir, whether it's Anwar, whether it's Azmin. So as long as the decision is not made one way or the other, you will still see this sort of rift sort of simmering below the surface.
So, Isan, do you think that this crisis could serve to further drive Malay voters to support the opposition?
It would, but to begin with, there was not much Malay support for PKR specifically, but Pakatan Harapan in general, even during the last election, which saw Pakatan coming to power. Because I think in the last election, they were up to 75 or some even say 80% of Malay voters who actually voted for either UMNO or PAS. So Pakatan Harapan obtained only about 20% to 25% of Malay votes. So yeah, if you continue with this sort of open party warfare, of course, not only Malay voters, all the lots of voters would be driven away here.
And now, you know, after the police have made an announcement, Azmin has been seemingly cleared of the scandal. Will this will his political career survive, or, you know, will this taint his political career?
Well, in Malaysia, if you are somehow tainted or alleged to be tainted, it would last, that sort of taintedness, shall we say, would last for at most a year or so, because we have seen various politicians be tar and feather one way or the other, but somehow they will always be able to come back. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ihsan. And that was Oh Ihsan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute for International Affairs. And he's of the opinion that Azmin's career will indeed survive, perhaps given a year for this scandal to die down. I guess for me, the biggest difference here between the scandal that is dogging Dato' Sri Azmin Ali and the scandal that previously dogged Anwar Ibrahim is Mahathir's support. Because if we remember, initially after the video supposedly implicated Azmin came out, Mahathir was one of the first to come out and say, well, you know, all these things can be faked. Perhaps one day you'll see me in one of these videos. So he downplayed it almost immediately.
Yeah, I liked his immediate reaction, actually, which is true. Maybe we should just move away from this kind of politics to
real
serious issues before us.
Absolutely. But the reality is that these sort of things will happen so long as there is an appetite for it, right? So long as people will be delighted by the scandal, we may see these kinds of dirty politics remain alive and well here in Malaysia.
Yeah, so I mean, after all that has been said, I mean, it's tough to sort of go back to the question is whether things can be normal, because there is a clear animosity that is happening. I mean, the word has been said and it's already out there, and you can't turn back on your words. It's very tough to reconcile for what has been happening, at least over the past week.
So that is why we are asking you whether or not the PKR infighting has affected your confidence in the government. Don't forget to vote on the poll that we're running on the BFM Twitter account at BFM Radio, because we will take a look at that result throughout the show. But speaking of confidence, though, Fitch Ratings has affirmed Malaysia's long-term foreign currency issuer default rating at A- with a stable outlook. And the agency noted that the key rating drivers were Malaysia's strong and broad-based medium-term growth with a diversified export base.
Yeah, so they expect the company economic growth to slightly decelerate for the rest of the year as a result of, you know, worsening external environment. So, but it will hold up well at about 4.4% in 2019 and maybe about 4.5% in 2020. So Fitch is estimating that the general government debt to gradually decrease from 62.5% of the GDP this year to about 59.3% by 2021.
Yes, and on monetary fund, Fitch expects Bank Negara Malaysia will remain supportive of economic activity, especially since it has already reduced the policy rate by 25 basis points to 3% last May. But the agency did caution that the Malaysian's weak fiscal position weighs on its credit profile, and this was due to the high public debt and some lagging structural factors such as weak governance indicators relative to peers. However, they do note that these weak governance may gradually improve with ongoing government efforts to enhance transparency and address high-profile corruption cases. Fitch also added that the government's repeal of the GST and replacement with the SST soon after it took power has undermined its own fiscal consolidation efforts. Moreover, it added that political pressures and growth headwinds could motivate the government to increase its current spending.
Now, interestingly, Fitch also did say that the greater clarity provided by the government last year on contingent liabilities has negatively influenced the debt ratios, although this is partly offset by the improved fiscal transparency. And looking ahead, Fitch does expect another 25 basis point rate cut in 2020 on the back of continued external and domestic uncertainty. At the same time, Fitch observed that Malaysia's banking sector fundamentals still remain broadly stable.
Yeah, so this is coming from the news yesterday as a result of what is the current Malaysian debt. I mean, Parliament Select Committee has basically announced saying that we are now currently taking into account government guarantees, both that government is paying for and those government guarantees that are sustainable in some ways. But it's interesting about that GST and SST, there's also that development, I don't know if it's being taken into account, that the Inland Revenue has done quite a good job in terms of collection, at least over the past year, when they have introduced the amnesty period, and that has resulted to a very high income collection.
Yes, but it doesn't compensate for what GST should have originally collected. Now, the purpose of GST, I know there are some, it was not a popular taxation, but the argument behind it was to broaden our tax base. Because if you look at our economy, a lot of the contribution is from, let's say, our oil revenue, tax on oil revenue, and very few Malaysians actually pay income tax until very recently. So GST was an argument for a fairer playing field. Sovereign agencies loved the concept of GST, which is why when we repealed it, there was a lot of noise from them saying that, how are you going to cover the government coffers?
Yeah, and you're in favour, much more in favour of the GST than the SST, right, Shaoning? Because basically the GST was a victim of a political rhetoric going into GE14.
Yeah, I like the broad-based taxation system. But if you ask me, it has to be followed by a reduction in your income tax, then it's really fair.
Yeah, so I guess my contention with GST, not on the theory, but it was a result of, I think it came about as a result of some news of mismanagement. And I think it was about compensating over something. And as a result, what the talk about fair is that, it's just unfortunate that even the B40 community, as a result of that, they too have to bear the brunt of, again, the debt that was accumulated previously.
BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.